Good morning. It's 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. I have Don Wilson from Evergreen Memorial Trust with me this morning. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, Joey. Good morning.
Yes, good to have you along, Don. And as we get started here, coronavirus is affecting just about everything and everybody, Don. So as we start out here this morning, how is it affecting you and Evergreen?
Well, so far, we've been business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple burial services yesterday and intend to proceed with them as they're scheduled. We know how important it is to families to make arrangements for their loved ones. And what's really tough about this and what we're seeing is, you know, we're not allowed to kiss or hug or touch one another. And that's something that that our folks and families really, really need and rely on and are used to. So that's going to be an adjustment for us. But we're adjusting and responding and maintaining the park as we would expect. The gates are still open until 5 o'clock, but we're ever mindful of the restrictions and the limitations that have been placed on everyone. And we'll just try to muddle through this, and this will blow over. We'll get through it.
Okay, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust on Ask the Expert. I want to talk a little bit this morning, Don, about pre-need trust and what it means and safeguards. So, Don, when a family or individual makes arrangements in advance, how do they know the services are then going to be provided?
Well, we're required by Virginia to deposit a portion of the 40%, actually, of the purchase for pre-arranged merchandise services into a trust fund. And we have to make an accounting of that to the cemetery board every year and have it audited. So that's the guarantee that the families are going to receive the services and merchandise that they paid for in advance, no matter how many years, no matter how many years it is until they need them.
So is there a time limit for that price guarantee?
No, there's no time limit. So, you know, if you purchase it today and you don't need it for 50 years, it won't cost a dime more. That's a lot of peace of mind to the families that we serve.
Speaking with Don Wilson this morning with Evergreen Memorial Trust, it's our Ask the Expert segment that we do every other week here on WFIR. Now, Don, what if I change my mind about something that I prepaid or pre-prepared? What happens at that point?
Right. Well, you may make arrangements for a marker and you want the inscription changed, and we're flexible. We'll work with the family on that. If they want something a little bit different, we'll certainly apply the value or the money that they paid towards those arrangements towards, you know, something different or better, or just make an adjustment for them. And some families, as we talked a couple weeks ago, move out of town, and you know, those arrangements can be taken with them with a dollar-for-dollar credit through the Cemetery Association, or they can assign it to a friend or assign it to maybe a needy person that doesn't have the means for a proper burial.
Now, Don, before I let you go this morning, very important, anything we've discussed this morning or any information concerning how coronavirus is affecting you or any change in plans there, how can our listeners reach out to you?
Absolutely. They should probably call our office at 342-2593. That's the best way to get to any one of our counselors or to ask any questions or concerns that they might have. 342-2593.
Okay, this is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. And Don, take care. We'll chat again in a couple of weeks. Appreciate it.
You take care too, Joey. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.